Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, Mitchell Freeway southbound is busy at Whitfords Avenue, Hutton Street to Scarborough Beach Road. Kwinana Freeway northbound is slow at Manning Road. Grand Farmer Freeway is moving well, and the Northbridge Tunnel is what, Kirsty?
Moving well in both directions.
You're absolutely correct right there, and that's the latest from Main Roads. But we are at Forest Crescent Primary School.
Yeah.
Good morning, Forest Crescent Primary School.
Hello.
Should I do it, Kirsty?
Yeah.
I do it?
All right. You're going to have to.
All right, when I say Forest... You say Crescent. Ready? Forest. Forest. Oh, that's a good one.
They're so
well behaved.
Good.
Like a choir.
Well, I think it has something to do with the fact that they've got some very good students overseeing the Year Sixes and the school. And I'm talking about the head girl and the head boy, Lacey and Bailey. And they join us on the mics right now. Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Good morning. How does it feel to be the bosses of the school?
Good. Yeah, pretty good.
How does it feel next year when you go to high school and you're not the bosses anymore? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Just find the biggest guy in the school. I'm joking. Don't
no,
worry.
No.
Just joking.
Well, okay, well, we are actually here to talk to you guys about sustainability because you guys are the heroes in this area, mm-hmm. I can tell you. So, Bailey, tell us first, what sustainability projects have you guys here at Forest Crescent been involved in this year?
Well, at Forest Crescent, we are the green team.
Oh.
The green team have a member from each classroom around the school.
Yep.
They're responsible for paper recycling, soft plastics, coffee pods, batteries and used glasses, which are all recycled. We also collect our food waste and feed it to our two worm farms.
Awesome.
Our major school sustainability project this year was our tree planting.
Oh, fantastic. Tree planting. Now, Lacey, where did you guys travel to when you planted these trees?
As part of the project, yeah.
So the year fours, they went to Blue Gum Lake in Brentwood, mm-hmm. And the lake system was, like, overgrown with grass and stuff, and so the wildlife didn't have a good area to live, and so the year fours planted around 3,000 trees.
Say that again. How many?
3,000.
That's a lot of trees.
Wow! Yeah. Did you have them working like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a few days?
No, I think it was just one day.
Oh,
and then the year six was went to the, they went by bus to Quellington Farm near York.
Oh, great.
Past the canola fields and that.
Okay, so we need to ask then, how many plants did you plant and how did you plant them?
Well, at Quellington, we planted 4,000 trees over a period of 4 hours.
That's an impressive strike,
wow.
Right?
Wow!
We worked in teams walking along the rip line. Students used a potty putki, also known as a tree planter, to place the trees down into the soil.
That's amazing!
I'm trying to do the math on how many trees
4,
that was a minute.
4,000 in 4 hours, it's 1,000 plants an hour.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, carry on, Bailey.
Keep going, Bailey.
Another student made sure the plants were planted firmly into the soil. Although at times it was hard work because it was very wet and muddy.
Yeah.
We all had a great time. We also participated in a Two Knowledges Walk, which... Two Knowledges Walk. Comparing European use of... land to Aboriginal use of land.
So
fantastic.
Good. Yeah. Just in case you're wondering, it's 16.666666 trees a minute.
A minute.
That's
wow,
how many you guys planted.
Amazing.
That's good math.
Did you guys know
that's
that?
Good
did
math.
You realise that? That's,
anyway.
That's very impressive.
Yeah. So, Lacey, why is the tree planting project so important to you?
So, as a young person growing up, you know, I think I'm concerned for the environment. During our class lessons, we learn about farming and salinity. Mm-hmm. And being involved in the tree planting was just a great way to keep the environment healthy, and for the plants and animals in the wheat belt, it was good for them. And as a result of our hard work, Forest Crescent is actually a finalist in the WA Junior Landcare Awards next
wow.
Friday.
What? How good. Next Friday.
Look, you guys give yourselves
clap,
a round
clap,
of applause.
Good
amazing.
Job. Well done, guys.
Oh, look, well, I think our environment's in good hands.
Absolutely.
I think our environment's in good thanks to you guys at Forest Crescent Primary School. Well, thanks, Lacey, and thanks, Bailey, for sharing all of the stuff that you guys are doing for sustainability.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mate, we're in your house.
Give them a hand.
No, sorry, I mean a donut. You're on 98.5 with Kirstie and Dan for breakfast. It's free coffee Friday.
We're having breakfast this morning. We've had muffins, we've had donuts, we've had coffee. It's been fantastic. The kids are all fed up and they're all standing around watching and eating donuts too.
Indeed. And who have we got here?
Well, we have the early childhood deputy principal joining us now. It's Donna Jarvinen. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great.
Who loves Donna? Oh, sorry.
Oh, they're all putting their hands up. They've been very
Jarvinen. Sorry, Miss Jarvinen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They're like, who?
Who's Donna? Don't call her Donna, okay?
Yes, yes.
Good.
Now, what initiatives have you implemented here at Forest Crescent Primary School as part of the Your Move program? What's that about?
Okay, so the Your Move program is an initiative through the Department of Transport.
Okay.
And basically it's to encourage, it's not just for schools, it's for workplaces as well.
Okay.
And it's to encourage active transport to and from work or from school. So they have a great schools program to encourage that. At our school, we do ride to school day, walk to school day. We also do Wheel or Walk Wednesday. So every Wednesday, our people are encouraged to ride their bikes, scooters, or walk to school.
Right.
And they get points for that, and they can also get rewards all through the year.
Awesome.
And then at the end of the year, all of their cards go into a raffle, and we have amazing prizes that we earn through the Your Move program and also donated by one of our local members of parliament as well.
Oh,
so it's fantastic.
So good. So good. And so what would you say are the major benefits of being involved with the Your Move program?
Well, I guess in the big scheme of things, it's physical health and mental health and well-being for our kids. And also, a lot of studies show that when kids are active on their way to school, their concentration and learning is improved. But on top of that, we also have prizes that we can earn through the Your Move program. So last year we won a road safety kit for the school, and this year we've been able to get a grant for new scooter racks right throughout the school, so that's been awesome too.
Brilliant. That's and what skills are you teaching your junior primary bike club? Tell us about that.
Sweet bunny hops.
Yeah, doing wheelies.
Yeah, wheelies, skids, you name it, we do it. So a couple of mornings a week I run a bike skills program for our year one and year two kids.
And this is so cute.
Yes, it's awesome, and they're awesome. Basically, I teach them safe riding skills, but also bike handling skills. So we're learning to ride one-handed. And the best thing ever is when they start the year on training wheels, and by the end of the year, they're riding one-handed and doing tricks. So it's fantastic.
And you push away, you fly free, little bird.
Absolutely.
Fly, and then they just keep on going.
Exactly.
It's just a beautiful thing.
I'm
going
to send Archer to this school. Yeah. Very far away from where
so
I
you don't have to do it.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And so students who participate in the bike club get rewarded at the end of the term. What is it?
Yeah.
They do. So in previous years, we've gone to Hossack Reserve, which is a local park, and it's got a full-on bike track set up like a road,
so
it has roundabouts. But this year, our bike club's going to be extra rewarded. We've actually won a grant to go to the Constable Care Safety School. So we'll take them there, and they get to spend a day there doing bike riding there, as well as learning how to catch trains and buses safely and all of that stuff. So it's
so
awesome.
Cool.
That is brilliant.
So cool.
Obviously, we all want our kids to be safe out on the roads, as well as getting healthy, getting on their bikes, and walking and doing all the stuff, but getting to school safely.
Yeah.
So what a brilliant program. Well, thanks so much for sharing
You're
that all
welcome.
With us. I almost want to go back to school.
I want to learn how to ride a bike.
Thanks, Donna.
All right, there's a crash on Mitchell Freeway southbound prior to Whitfords Avenue at Woodvale. Right lane is closed. Towing services on site. Keep driving safely around there. Northbridge Tunnel closures. I've already told you about that. Don't worry about it. Mitchell Freeway southbound. Busy Ocean Reef Road to Whitfords Avenue because of the aforementioned crash. Quinana Freeway northbound. Slow at Canning Highway. Grand Farmer Freeway moving well. Northbridge Tunnel moving well in both directions. And that is all for the traffic for right now. But it's time. We're at Forest Crescent Primary School. Good morning, Forest Crescent Primary School. Yes.
It's so lovely. Such a lovely vibe here at this school. It's a great, it's a large school. And we're going to get to chat about that with the principal, Mr. Andy Holmes. Good morning.
Good morning, Kirst.
Morning.
I'm going to cut to Louise.
Oh, no,
shut up.
And I'm going to talk to the chaplain too. Louise, good morning.
Morning.
You won the first question, don't you?
I do. And I like to think that I could have been a teacher if I wanted to be.
Because you locked down to
one. All right. So I know Dan doesn't know this is coming, but you guys got here really early and I set up the Connect Fours and you and Dan snuck off for a quick game.
Yeah.
And you told me Dan's pretty competitive. So who won the Connect Four game?
Oh.
I'm not competitive. I let her win.
Thanks for asking. I won. Everyone applaud. Everyone. Thank you.
I think you'll find this is my radio show, Andy. I will mute you whenever I want, okay? Anyway, let's back it back to the interview.
Oh, okay. Well, first off, we'll start with you, Louise, as a chaplain here. How long have you been a youth care chaplain and where do you currently work?
Okay, I actually started with youth care in 1995.
Wow.
When youth care wasn't called youth care, but the Church's Commission on Education. So that's about 27 years I've been with youth care.
What?
And I know.
Don't look old enough to
straight
be with youth
uni.
Care for that long. Well done.
She's a grandma.
Straight from primary school.
And
so I'm at Willetton High School and at Forest Crescent as well.
Right, so you're at the you do high school and primary school.
Yeah, 3 days at the high school and 2 days at the primary school.
Wow, and obviously I know that there's been some stuff that's happened in some of the high schools around Perth recently. How, as a chaplain, how have you been able to impart some help there in that situation?
So when these things happen, we're part of the student services team, so we really support the school community. So it's a great community at Willetton High School, so we band together the health centre and student services to support the student staff and also the greater community as well.
Yeah.
It's a privilege to be part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're much needed in those sort of situations. And so as part of the student services team at Forest Crescent here, what supports do you provide?
Okay, most of my work here is pastoral care.
Yep.
So I work with students. We work through issues. I speak hope into situations, look at resiliency, working through conflict, conflict resolution sort of stuff. Mm. So working one-on-one mostly.
Yep.
I also run some programs, so year six transition to high school programs, where we talk about the issues that they're facing in high school and how we can get a backpack of sort of strategies to deal with those.
Cool. That's great.
So that runs 1 hour a week for the term.
Yep.
And also do a Rainbows Grief and Loss program as well, working through those complex issues.
Oh, cool. With grief, I went to Rainbows when I was a kid.
Yeah,
that's
Rainbows
how long Rainbows
fantastic.
Has been around for. That's awesome. Andy, sorry, Principal Holmes. how valuable do you find the role of a chaplain in your school?
I knew I shouldn't have upset you straight up.
No, that's fine. It's the last time I'm coming here.
I'm into the footy world, and Richard Champion used to play footy, but how good is Louise's surname, Louise Parrish, for a chaplain?
I know. Who would have thought?
Louise, and they call her Louise, is invaluable.
Yeah.
Lots of people think, what value would you get out of a chaplain in the primary school? Mm. Our mental health and wellbeing programs, our primary school kids now are having mental health issues.
Yeah.
And Louise is invaluable in that. The kids see her separate to teachers and parents, and they do come into a safe place. She's got a great room, a great setup. And she has a core group of kids that she works with, to, as she said, to give them the strategies to get up in the morning, come to school. School's a safe place. They work really hard. And when they go home, I know that they're going home safe with a variety of strategies. So I love the work that Louise does each and every day.
And
you can see, like, you know, the relationship between a principal and the chaplain is so vital for it to be a success in all the schools that we visit.
Definitely. Absolutely.
She bagged me for about the first 15 minutes when I was talking to Leon. So
that's all right. It's all good, healthy banter. You guys could do a radio show. That's all it is, pretty much. So, Andy, another question. How here at the school, you guys are involved in many programs, giving back to the community. What are those programs and what charities do you guys support?
Yeah, so I've had to write these down. So, Forest Crescent has probably been the best school I've ever been at with community spirit. And
awesome.
We call it Pay It Forward. We have a really big Pay It Forward program. So just some of the things we've been involved in this year. We support the Glen McGrath Pink Stumps Day.
Awesome.
The Purple Brow Breast Cancer.
Yep.
Daffodil Cancer Council. One of our ex-students, Dean, set up a foundation called GOSAC, which is Give Our Strays a Chance.
Right.
He came in and actually spoke to our kids, and we donate to his charity, which is to look after animals that need a second home,
so cool.
Which is amazing. Our Year 6s do a Kids for Kids program. It's coming up in about 2 weeks. The entire school come out and play games for a gold coin donation, and they donate that to their charity. We've just had a Good Sammy's drive for all our unwanted goods. We donate to the Good Sammy's.
So good.
A Stitch in Time with Mr. Hire, Greg Hire from the Wildcats.
Oh, oh cool.
He's amazing.
Yes.
And he's going to catch up with our kids at the Year 6 camp. We also funded the Indigenous Literacy Foundation during Book Week. And just coming up, our final one for the year is a donation to Food Bank for all the Christmas hampers. So,
wow.
And that's probably, I've probably forgotten a few as well. So
That's amazing. It's actually amazing.
Teaching kids about, you know, looking out for others and doing things outside of themselves is so important. And we've got a really good generation coming through.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
For sure. And it's all thanks to people like yourself. You said something to me, Andy, off air a while back when we were chatting about, you know, that kids are all the same. But what is it about this school that you love?
Oh, look, it's about the opportunities that we give the kids,
yeah.
and you guys have been here for an hour or two.
Yeah.
And when you walk into a school, you pick up pretty quickly. We call it the 30-second rule, basically, as a principal.
Yeah. Mm.
When you come through the front door or you come into a school, you can pick up the vibe. It's a bit like the castle, you know, the vibe.
Yeah.
You guys have been here for a little bit, and just the vibe of the school.
Yeah.
The kids are, you know, well-mannered and friendly. They've been coming up and saying hello.
Yeah.
They use their manners when they got the donuts. I'm not looking forward to the next hour when the sugar starts coming in, and they're in the classrooms with the teachers. But Friday, we'll get through to Friday, and we've got a good weekend. So, to the kids, give yourselves a big round of applause in the chair.
And let's give a round of applause to the principal, Mr. Holmes, and the chaplain,
Louise. Thanks very
much
for having us at Sunshine FM.
Oh, we have really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, family, another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.